Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oliver Turin and Hungry For You taking us all the way to 21 minutes past 2. And it's still Lukom Kwedi Phuthi broadcasting live from the Sandton Convention Center. And had conversations with a couple of business people, you know, lecturers and everything else. But I think one of those that we often miss to chat to, but I'm glad I didn't the last time and I'm not today, is business coaches. And I was just having a chat to him saying, you know, we've got life coaches and that's good and well, but you know, in your business journey, after you've been motivated and you've been coached with your personal life, how do you cope and how do you navigate life through starting a business, driving a business forth? And so with me, I've got Harry from Action Coach. Harry, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Yeah, like I'm saying, it's so important to not only start that business, but make sure you do it right.
Yeah, easy to start a business, make it work and survive and actually make money,
yeah.
Completely different thing. And sadly, still in 2024, we don't teach people how to do that anywhere in the world, which is the sad part.
And I think we get hard-headed about it and you think, hey, it's my business plan, it's my business idea, I can just wing it and get there. But how many businesses fail even before they get off the ground entirely?
Well, the stats are frightening. So they fail before they get started.
Exactly.
They fail within the first 5 years. If they make it through the first 5 years, most of them fail before the next 5 years.
Mm.
And that's livelihoods. That's not just the business owner, but the staff and the suppliers and the customers. Mm. So it's very sad that our world has not evolved to help and support that better. But it's such a critical part.
Oh, man. Let's talk, Harry, about Action Coach. Who are you guys exactly? And where did it all begin? I always love to hear the story of, this is really how I established it. This is the need I saw in this particular market. And I knew this was going to work.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, Action Coach, actually a global business. So so we run the business in Southern Africa and have done since 2007.
Wow.
But we operate in 80 countries around the world.
80.
And have been doing that since 1993. So globally, the business is 31 years old.
Wow.
Us 17 and a half.
Just 2 years younger than me.
There we go. Never say that on air. But yeah, so when we looked at bringing the business to South Africa, I think I used to lend people money. I worked for one of the big commercial banks and saw these hardworking, honest people, passionate people. And it never worked out according to the business plan. Not because it didn't work hard. And looked to bring the business to South Africa. The headline I actually responded to was in the Sunday Times magazine, newspaper. And it said, are you passionate about business and helping others? And I think our whole team of coaches all around Southern Africa, we still have that. We love business. But we love helping people that run businesses. And so we brought it to South Africa. And I think the funny thing was, initially people used to say, well, this will never work in South Africa. Because South Africans don't ask for help.
Yeah.
They're egotistical, do-it-yourself kind of people.
Mm.
And they don't like paying for services.
And
every market or town we've opened up, people will say, oh, it'll work across there, or it'll work in Joburg, but it won't work here. Yeah, well, clearly 17 and a half years later, it does work.
It's definitely work. Because I think, you know, like you're saying, oftentimes, especially small businesses that start, are thinking about how to retain money because, hey, I'm just a small business. But they don't think as far as how much money they can actually save themselves and make by making sure that they've got the proper tools to do that.
Absolutely. So I spoke about it now from the stage and everybody puts their hand up. They need funding and they got cash flow problems. No, most businesses have got an income problem. They're not making enough money. So they get stuck. They're not able to grow. They're not able to employ more people. And even once you get the hang of it and you're now moving from a small to medium-sized business, you've got a whole new complexity level, a whole new level of skills that you need to learn. And where do you learn that? How do you do that? And in business, you're isolated. You're on your own. Who do you talk to? So it is a problem. And sadly, because business owners are such hardworking, passionate, positive, most of them glass half full kind of people, their default is they'll wake up early in the morning and just run into the same brick wall faster. That's how they'd solve the problem. Well, that's not necessarily going to help you.
Maybe let's talk about, Harry, what it is that you guys as Action Coach doing. What does this coaching look like? Maybe somebody is sitting right now listening and they think, but Why do I need business coaching? What areas do you speak to? Who are you looking for when you coach these businesses?
So, I think if you look at life, life has become complicated.
Mm.
But business, we go into business when we've got a skill
mm-hmm.
or a passion okay. to deliver a product or service.
All right.
So this morning, one of the ladies that came up to the stand, she's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm a creative and I don't want to be a starving artist. And I said, well, that's no different to the doctor or the IT guy or the chef. We open a business that is in the field that we know. That doesn't make us successful. We need to do sales, marketing, HR, finance, strategy, planning, structure, and we need to put a system into place that I am not the business. And that's the sad reality. Most business owners, they are the business. If they're there, it works.
Exactly.
If they're not, it doesn't.
Then it falls apart.
The other thing is, why do we go into business in the first place? We go into business because it's a vehicle that's supposed to serve me as the business owner in what I want from life. And if you're listening today, that's why you went into it.
Exactly.
You thought you would have less stress, more freedom, make more money. and the reality is, when business owners go through that journey, they find the opposite. More stressful, less time, and often less money. Well, if you're listening to that today, then that shouldn't be like that. And because we're so busy putting out fires, we're so busy dealing with clients and suppliers and staff, we don't take the step back from the business to say, okay, is this animal really something that is working and going in the right direction, or do we need to change it? And that's what we do. We provide that outside perspective. We've got no vested interest in your business.
Exactly.
So
and
we
that's
can,
what you need.
So we can
An
be brutally honest
say,
with
hey,
you.
Okay, does this really work?
Yeah. And we then walk that path with you to success, because knowledge is freely available. So why are we not all billionaire, philanthropist, supermodel, Ironman athletes?
Exactly.
Because it's available on Google. It's available on YouTube. Well, we need somebody to help us get the information sometimes.
All right.
But also hold us accountable to actually delivering on
that.
The priorities. Because we get very good at delivering on the low priority stuff. How do we shift to work us on the high priority stuff?
Sure. All right. So, Harry, what does it really mean for you guys as Action Coach to be part of this event? Because I do understand there's a lot of small businesses as well. And you were just telling me earlier on, you were talking on stage. So I do understand that you've had quite a contribution to the event today. But what does it really mean for you guys to touch base with these small businesses here today?
So our business is business. And I love the analogy one lady at the stand used earlier. She said, so do you help me like when you're teaching somebody to ride a bicycle and like hold it and run with me and walk with me? I said, yes, we'll do everything from that to if you ultimately one day want to win the Tour de France, we'll do that too. So anything from a small business to massive businesses. But business is the only thing that actually sustains life.
Okay.
You know, we wouldn't have drinking water if there wasn't a business behind it. We wouldn't have communication. You wouldn't be able to buy your loved one flowers. You know, you wouldn't have food. It's
a
all
business.
A business.
Has to exist.
A business needs to exist. So our whole philosophy is to create world abundance through business re-education. How do we take businesses, give them the tools, the systems, what they need to grow and be sustainable and profitable? Because when they do, not if they do, when they do, we all benefit. If a business owner grows and succeeds, everybody benefits. Them, their family, their staff, their suppliers, their customers, the community, the charities they want to give money to, the tax man, sadly, and everybody else.
Of course.
But when a business suffers and when it doesn't grow and, you know, sadly a lot of them don't make it, it is bad for all of us.
Yeah.
Because we all lose in the process in some way or form.
Yeah.
So we're here to give back. We're here to open up doors and opportunities and give the skills that people need to have a business serve them, make it profitable, make it sustainable, and get it to the point where ultimately it can work without you.
Of course. Harry, before I let you go, how do we make contact with you guys? A business is listening right now. They couldn't make it here, but they're like, these are exactly the services I need. There's so much I can learn. How do we keep in touch with you guys?
Absolute easiest way is go to the web, good old actioncoach.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
Actioncoach.co.za. You'll find a whole lot of tools, templates, downloads, white papers, ebooks, a whole lot of resources that you can get to use already. And then, you know, all our coaches are listed there. Engage with us, interact with us. And let's sit down and see where you are. More importantly, where you want to go.
Yeah.
And how do we help you bridge that gap?
Harry, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Thanks for doing some great work.
Fantastic. Thank you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.